You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God's perfect love for us was unveiled through Jesus. No more in week 4 of Past Perfect.
We just had a 4-week preaching series called Past Perfect. And just to give a background summary of the very first time we talk about this, we said that our sins in the past has been redeemed by Jesus Christ. All right, Jesus is our high priest. He's the one who mediates and who continuously intercedes for us. And so, lahat po na kailangan natin, all right, na hindi na ho natin kailangan isakripisyo ng buhay natin. Hindi na ho tayo kailangan gumawa-gawa pa ng mga certain, if I may say, the sacraments that needs to be done in order for us to be close with God. Jesus already took it. Jesus already was the sacrifice, was the offering sacrifice for us. And everything that man should have done, man wasn't able to do it because of the sin problem. That's why Jesus has to come and really bridge the gap between God and man. He bridged the gap so that we will enjoy the experience, eternal life, and walking with Him. And so that's very important. And so today, we want to zero in and conclude this message. So I'd like to ask everyone to stand on our feet as we read God's Word today. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45 to 47. Here's what it says in NIV 84. It says here, "So it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam a life-giving spirit." Everybody say life-giving spirit. Verse 46, "The spiritual did not come first, but the natural. And after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, and the second man," that refers to Christ, "was from heaven." This is the word of the Lord for us tonight. Let's bow our heads right now. Lord Jesus, we welcome your presence in our midst today. We say thank you that, Lord, you came for the right reason and for the right, Lord God, timing that, Lord, simply, Lord, there's no way for us, Lord God, to save ourselves other than what you've done on the cross. And so, Lord, I pray for the revelation, Lord God, that comes from your spirit, that we will have a full understanding of the mystery of the gospel. Lord, I pray as we talk about who you are, I pray that all the more you draw us closer to you, that our walk with you will never be the same again. And so, Father, I'm asking you today that you would let the Holy Spirit be the one, Lord, to convict us, to sanctify us, to perfect us, Lord, to draw us close to you. And so we commit this preaching of your word for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Let's take your seats. You know, as long as we live in this world, we will always strive for something great. We will always want to be different from the others. We will always look for something that we will give our best in order for us to reach greatness. In fact, many people, by doing that, many people are looking for perfection. They strive for it. They pursue perfection. That people are not content nowadays with what the defeats that they have done, the triumphs, the victories that they have done. They want to achieve more. They want to break records. People want to have a different way of perfecting themselves. And that is why people look forward to always have something different for themselves. They want to have a perfect body. Or rather, they will not just exercise and eat right, but they would spend so much, all right, in perfecting their bodies, perfecting their skin, all right, perfecting their weight, if you will, perfecting those who are athletes. In fact, we have great talents, great athletes like Ben Johnson and Lance Armstrong and Marion Jones, which they have achieved so much, but yet, because they want to achieve more and they want to perfect the record, guess what? Okay? They strive so much to the point of deceiving people. Or rather, they have to take drugs in order for them, for their bodies to be enhanced and really reach perfection. Why is that? People today are not satisfied with what they've done. Students want to have perfect grades. People want to be in a perfect relationships. They want to end up with a perfect mate. a perfect spouse, a perfect husband and a perfect wife, a perfect business, a perfect kind of salary. Well, here's the point. There will be no perfection that every man, no matter how he gives his best, will be able to reach. No matter what. Then why is it we keep on striving? Because deep within us, there is a big hole that says, I'm never content. I'm not satisfied with what I've achieved. We always strive for something great. We always strive for something greater than the things that we have done in the past. Why is that? Because of our own sinful nature. The big question is there someone out there in this world that we could turn to in order for us to be helped to fill in the gap or to fill in the hole in our hearts? And the answer is, yes, there is. There is a man who lived exactly the kind of perfection that we want. And that's why this preaching is so important. That's our topic today. We're going to talk about Jesus, the perfect man. Can you say amen to that? And we're going to talk about him by exploring all the more what caused Jesus to live a perfect life. Not only that, we're going to talk about the significance and the implication of Jesus being a perfect man. And so, I'd like to start with what we read in verse 47. At the last part of it, it says there, the first man was the dust of the earth. It refers to Adam, all right? He was a living being. He came as a living being. Now, the second man came from where? From heaven. And so, there's a big difference. Okay, yung tinatabing po natin, lupa at impyerno, hindi, lupa at langit, all right? The other one came from heaven. The other one came from the dust of the earth. And why is that? Why are we going to talk about this? Because you have to realize the very purpose why God created man is for God wants to relate with man. He created man for a purpose. In fact, he created man out of his image and likeness. Hindi po ba? But I want to read to you Genesis 5, wherein Adam and Eve have already sinned, and so they already experienced the fall of man, as we say. So sabi po dito sa Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, this is the book of the generations of Adam. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Now, let's hold there for a while. That's my point. When God created man, there was an imprint inside every man of God's image and God's likeness. In verse 2 it says, male and female, he created them, and he blessed them, and named them man when they were created. Verse 3. Now when Adam had lived 130 years, how many of you wants to live 130 years? Anybody wants to live 130 years? Well, the Bible says, all right, man will live now 70 to 80, all right? That's biblical. But during their time, they can live 130 years because God allowed them. In fact, he lived more than 100 years. He lived 800 years. Already, I think more than that. And so, he lived 130 years. He fathered a son in his own likeness. All right? Now, think about this. He fathered a son. He had a son. And this time, it was in his own likeness. After his image, and named him what? Seth. Why is that? I thought God created man to imprint his likeness and image. But this time, he had a son by the name of Seth. And this guy grew up and has his own likeness and image according to the Father. Why is that? Well, here's why. When sin came into the picture, there was already a problem, all right, that sin came into this world wherein the blueprint, not the blueprint, but imprint of God's image and likeness has been marred, all right, has been destroyed somehow because of sin. And that's the reason why when this guy came into the picture, yung ninuno niya, ay ninuno yung apo niya, yung anak niya, okay, this time it was not in the image and the likeness of God because of sin. And I don't know if you've We have that in the screen where it's a funhouse mirror. Have you ever seen a funhouse mirror? All right, in a circus. All right, whenever you look at this kind of mirror, it seems that you cannot look exactly the way you look at. Why? It's because it's marred. Something's wrong with a mirror, isn't it? That's not exactly as you look like. Bakit kaya? It's because of the mirror. Now, here's the thing. When you look at ourselves in a mirror, not that kind of mirror, but the real mirror, all right, you will see not exactly like you, but you are damaged. Something's wrong with you. You're ugly. Something's not right in our image. Why is that? The problem is not a mirror. The problem is us. And because of that generation, because when sin entered man in our system, every person who lived and born here on earth has the same kind of image, not in the image of God anymore, but the image of man. Does that make sense? And so here's the point. Because of that, Jesus has to come in. He is God, but He became man for us. You get a picture? Because all of us here have problems, though there's no way for man to reach out to God. Kaya nga religion always says, do this, and you got to do this more, all right, for you to gain a favor from God. Keep on doing this and keep on doing good. But how many of you know that doing good is not really enough? It's not enough. No matter how give your best in this world, it is not enough. It will not give you satisfaction. Why is that? Because the problem is not the doing. The problem is the heart of every man. You get a picture. And so every person here, no matter how good you are, I'm sorry to say, let me submit to you according to God's word. It will not change you. It will never change you. No matter how good, how disciplined you are, it will remain the same because your heart, our hearts came from our forefather, and that is the first man, Adam. Does that make sense? So having said that, we now need to understand the need of a man, a perfect man. And so Paul tells us what it is. In Romans chapter 5, it says here, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, Adam, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all have sinned. Verse 13, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type pattern of the one who was to come. So see, Adam did his best. Ito nga po yung nangyari. You know, the law was not yet given that time. All God would say to Adam was that, this is all yours. Everything is yours. You own it. I'm giving it to you. Okay, let's have fellowship. You enjoy my creation, but there is just one thing that you're not supposed to touch. This tree. But everything is yours. Think about this. Here's God telling man, you enjoy everything, but not just one. Yung kaisa-isa na pinagbawalan pa ni Lord. Doon pa siya bumigay. It sounds family, isn't it? Even in our own lives, the very thing that we're not supposed to do is the very thing that we love to do and we keep on doing. Why is that? That's why. Because of that, we have the same sinful nature. That's why all of us are responsible to the sin that we have done. And so, here's the bottom line. There were covenants that was made in the past by God. In fact, for every generation, God will build His covenant, telling His people, I'm a faithful God. I'll give you what you want. I will provide for you. I will raise up your families. I will do this for you. You'll experience this and that and that. Only if you will obey me, only if you follow my commands, only if you'll be true and be faithful and be loyal to me, I'll give you what you want. All the covenants that God has made to man is always the violator. man is the violator of the covenant, God always keeps his covenant. And so because of that, God has to bring in a new man with his own son. And so here's Jesus coming into the picture. He came here on earth and experienced what everyone experiences as a man. And just think about it, Jesus being a person. Kaya nga si Jesus po, okay, naging baby rin siya, kaya may Christmas tayo. But have you ever thought why would Jesus would be born, okay, not with a man, with Joseph, but conceived by the Holy Spirit and experience a virgin birth? Have you ever thought of that? Bakit kaya? Bakit kailangan hindi siya dumaan kay Adam? Kasi nga, kung hindi makasalanan din siya. Eh, sino pa ang tutulong doon sa makasalanan? Hindi ba dapat walang kasalanan? And kaya nga, it was conceived by the Holy Spirit that almost Joseph had to depart from his relationship with Mary when he realized, hey, look, I never touched this woman. I'm completely going to marry this woman, but what? She's pregnant? And she got hurt. There was such thing as, you know, deep within that man, I'm not gonna marry this woman. Mary, she's pregnant. But it was a divine appointment with God Himself. Why would God do that? Why? Because God has to create a plan. And Jesus came into the picture. And Jesus, who is the Son of God, became man. There's a lot of studies about Jesus that Jesus would say, look, he was not really totally man. Definitely he's God, all right? But he's not totally man. Well, let me submit to you, Jesus is 100% man and 100% God. When he was here on earth, all right, he has to learn our ways. But what's the difference between all the men compared to Jesus? Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life. And that is why he's a perfect man. I was just thinking and wondering, kung si Jesus kaya will be with us today, I don't know what he would look like. But I'm sure he's gonna enjoy this kind of crowd. I'm sure he's gonna enjoy, you know, riding a bus. I'm sure he's just gonna be one of us. But ano kaya gagawin ni Jesus? Kung nandito si Jesus, siguro makikisaya si Jesus dahil si Yaya Dab, di ba? Okay, may pag-asa pa. Wawa naman si ano, di ba? Si Frankie. Alright. Sayang si Frankie. Ayun na naman. Siguro ni-encourage ni Jesus si Frankie ngayon. Alright, don't lose hope. Alright, but don't give yourself your hope. Pero siyempre kay Alden tayo, di ba? So anyway. So here's the point. Maybe Jesus will be there. Di ba? Maybe Jesus will be in one of those Calle Serie. Alright? He'll be joining the crowd and he'll be one of us. And maybe Jesus would basically line up himself coming here in Metro East. And while lining up, he'll be the 801st person coming in. And our usher needs to close the gate and say, I'm sorry. What do you think? How Jesus will react to that? You know what? To me, I guess he's going to get disgust. Oh, what? I'm the last one? I'm sure he's gonna react that way. But you know what? The difference is he's not going to sin. He's not going to point and get angry at those ushers. He's not going to shout and say, church pa naman kayo. Alam niyo ba kung saan ako nanggaling? Kanina pa ako rito. I'm very sure he's not going to shout that way. Hello. He'll be patient. He'll probably smile. Oh, miss it. Sayang. Next time. What's the difference? He lived in this world without sin. One sin will blow apart all God's purpose and God's plan for us. Do you get an idea here? Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life. And here's the thing. Whatever you guys are giving into, the very sin that you tolerate in your life, whatever that weakness of yours that you give into your flesh, the very sin that nobody knows except God, the very sin that you keep on as a secret, let me tell you this, I have a good news for you. He overcame those. He didn't give in to that particular struggle and sin that you are right now experiencing. And that's why He has to come and show us the way. Kaya may sinasabi po tayo, wag tayong tumingala o tumingin sa tao, di ba? Don't look unto man. But look unto us as a pastor. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I have so many bloopers. You ask my wife. Ask my friends. I'm just a man here, but it's not, of course, it's not an excuse. But here's the thing, we always say, wag tayong, di ba? Don't look unto man. That's true. I want to submit to you today, don't look unto man, but you look unto the perfect man, and that is Jesus Christ. Whatever situation we're into, He is the model. He is the ultimate example of what being a man is. Kaya there is hope. Huwag tayo mawala ng pag-asa, huwag tayo magmukmok, huwag tayo umiyak, huwag tayo for us to get sad and get depressed. Why? Because there is a man who came before us and lived a life that is perfect and sinless life. Amen? We don't look unto man, we look to the perfect man of all. Kaya hindi, we don't just compare Jesus to all this group, some of the men who are great, the spiritual leaders like Muhammad, like Mother Teresa, like the Pope. We don't say Jesus is, no, He's different. All these guys have sinned, no matter how religious, holy they claim to be, but not for our Christ. Christ came into the picture. He humbles Himself. Came obedient to the cross, even to His death. Amen? Romans chapter 5, verse 15, verse 18 says, but the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift of allowing many trespass brought justification. Verse 17, for if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Folks, Jesus is the last Adam, and Jesus is the perfect man. Why is this statement important? Why is it this statement is significant to us? Here's why. For Adam, just one law, don't touch the fruit of this tree, he touched it. When Jesus came here in the picture, there were lots of laws that the Lord God gave for man to follow. Not even one man passed the test. Jesus came in with a world full of dirt, full of sin, full of chaos, full of immorality, deceitfulness, and there's so much laws that He has to follow, yet He lived a life that is perfect and sinless. Does that make sense? Kaya nga idol natin talaga si Lord, wala lang iba. Kaya meron tayong hope. Yung mga nahihirapan tayo to overcome in our own lives. Yung mga challenges sa buhay natin, si Lord na-experience yun. Sabi sa Bible, lahat ng temptation, God experiences. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 5, He has been tempted in every way, yet He is without sin. Not only that, the Bible says, He who had no sin, He knew no sin. This guy who came from heaven, came here on earth, who had no sin, no any inclination of sin, he doesn't know what sin is about, became sin so that we become the righteousness of God. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 to 9 says, although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Folks, this matters so much. Why? Because Jesus, who is the Son of God, became man. Not only He lived man, but He lived a life that is perfect. Perfect in obedience. Sinless life. And so what is it for me? Before that, let me show the contrast. Just to emphasize who they are. As for Adam, here's what happened. When Adam sinned, he brought sin into the world. Kaya nga may kasalanan. Dahil doon sa ninuno natin, kay Adam, doon ho tayo galing. But when Jesus Christ came here on earth, He paved the way, alright? He showed how to live the kind of life. He gives people not just the forgiveness of sins, but victory over sin. Kaya nga si Lord, di na kayo pupunta sa church para humingi ng kapatawaran. Kahit saan tayo, hindi Sunday service. Kung may relationship tayo kay Lord, we come to God and say, Lord, sorry, but we don't just say sorry. We ask God, we ask His grace for us to overcome sin. Kasi ganun si Lord, hindi lang para patawarin niya tayo, para mag-overcome din tayo sa mga bagay-bagay na nahihirapan tayo overcome, particularly sin in our lives. Does that make sense? When Adam came into the picture, many die because of his sin. But for Christ, many live because of His grace. Now, we're not under law anymore. We're under grace. And that grace is the power to live the righteous kind of life, for us to live God-fearing kind of life, for us to live the abnormal, if you could say. Why is that? Because we live a life that is spiritual. And only by His grace, everybody say, by His grace, that we can overcome and live this kind of life that He wants for all of us. For Adam, his sin results in condemnation. How many of you here, every time you commit a mistake, you still end up being condemned? That's the result of what he did. Now, when Christ Jesus came to the picture, his death results in justification. Why justification? Because he took your punishment. He took your sin. He took all the pains that you've experienced, even your present pain today. His death results in justification. His disobedience brings sin to many. But for Jesus, His obedience brings righteousness to many. Yung righteous po na sinasabi natin, you are not righteous based on what you do. I'm not righteous because I'm preaching today. I'm not righteous because I just gave to my tithes and offering yesterday. I'm not righteous because, you know, I made peace with my wife because we had a fight and I'm righteous. No. I'm righteous on the basis of what Christ has done on the cross, that He can overcome all those unrighteous deeds that I have. And that's why I put my faith on what Christ did on the cross that made me righteous. That's why the scripture that I read a while ago says, Jesus, who had no sin, who knew nothing about sin, became sin for us so that there was an exchange that took place, so that I will become the righteousness of God. Mark, ang yabang mo naman. Yabang mo talaga sobra. Ibig mo sabihin, righteous ka? Yes. Ang yabang mo? Yes. Hindi ako mayabang. I just did what Jesus asked me to do, to let me put my full trust to what He did for me, because I cannot do it for myself. You cannot do it for yourself. Because we all came from Adam. But you have a responsibility. Do you understand this? His sin, Adam's sin, reigns in death, while Christ, His grace, reigns to bring us to eternal life. That's the big difference. Let me tell you a story. Back in 1874, there was this guy by the name of Richard Dugdale, or Dugdale, 1874, a long time ago, was employed by the New York Prison Commission to visit the prisons of the state. In this visit, he was surprised to find criminals in six different prisons whose relatives were mostly criminals or paupers. So, nung pumasok siya doon sa prison, pinag-aralan niya, teka muna, may resemblance ah. Magkakamag-anak sila. Okay? Hindi na sila criminals, pero paupers pa. And the more surprised to discover that these six criminals, under four different names, were all descendants from the same family. Chinek the family history, ito, criminal si ganito, ito yung mga nasa prison, teka muna, oops, may common interest. They came from one family. From the same family, he learned the details of 540 descendants of Max Jukes in five generations. There was this guy by the name of Max Jukes who lived in American colonial times. He was reportedly an atheist who believed in liberation from laws. He allegedly advocated free sex, no formal education. hated imposed responsibilities. In other words, Duke was neither principled nor industrious, who never believes in God. Because of who he is and what he has done, made the decision, you know what? Coming from his line came paupers, people who are in lack, poor people. Not only that, criminals ending up in prison. Some years later, in the 1900s, a man named A.E. Winship studied what happened to the descendants of the colonial era with this guy who was an evangelist. All right? An evangelist, just like Rice Brooks, by the name of Jonathan Edwards, who lived in 1703 till 1758. Edwards was a hardworking, God-fearing, Bible-believing man. Edwards was a godly minister who was credited with igniting the Great Awakening through his sermons, his preaching. He served for a brief period just before his death as president of Princeton University. Think about this. This man was a God-fearing man, was a minister, a preacher of the gospel, an evangelist. Because of his time that he served the Lord, something paved way. And here's the difference. Between these two men, Jukes versus Edwards, here's what happened to their tree, all right? So their family tree. Dahil po sa kung sino sila at kung anong ginawa nila, the other one was serving God, the other one wasn't. Here's what happened. For Max Jukes, out of his lineage came 310 died as paupers, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 plus drunkards, 190 prostitutes. Woo! Big time. How many of you wanted to live that kind of life? Not just your life, but the life of your kids and your grandkids and the next generation and after that generation? If you want that kind of life, it depends on how you choose your life today. If you would live for God or you would live after our own Ninuno Adam. It depends on your choice. Max Jukes made that choice, and here's what happened. Fred Jonathan Edwards, who served God seriously, giving his life to God and his purpose, here's what happened. Out of his lineage came 113 college presidents, 65 college professors, woo! 75 military officers, 80 public servants, 60 authors, 60 doctors, 30 judges. Grabe, pwede nang ano to ha? Pwede nang magpa ano ng nation to ha? 100 pastors, 100 lawyers, 3 U.S. senators, a vice president out of his family lineage. Why is that? Because the man chose to follow Christ, serve Jesus, be a disciple, be an evangelist, be the preacher of God's word, and be used by God in a greater way. Folks, what about you today? Jesus was a perfect man. Jonathan Edwards, understand that his salvation is nothing compared to what Christ has done. And never based on any man's work, he gave himself to Christ. Because of Christ's obedience and righteous life, we have been placed in a right relationship with God. Whatever Adam, how broken, whatever he, all this one sin that he broke, Christ came in to restore, revive, bring on the kind of life that he has for us. In fact, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14 says, "For by one offering," everybody say one offering, "he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified." Who is those people who are sanctified? Those people who would surrender their life to Christ, who would humble themselves, lay down their pride at the feet of Jesus and say, "Lord, enough is enough for me to live for myself. I want to give my life to you." For one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. And here's what happened. Jesus Christ, the perfect man, lived a perfect sinless life so he can perfect us. Jesus Christ, the perfect man, lived a perfect sinless life so He can perfect you. He's not done with us yet. Are you here with me? And so I believe it's a choice. God has given us a choice. You have a great future. You know what's right or what's wrong? Question is, will your sin stand in the way? Will you still follow your sinful nature? Would you still follow your sinful life? You know that it's not right. Would you still follow that? You will end up that guy by the name of Max Jukes. Or would you follow Christ, who paved the way for us to bring forth righteousness, justification, abundance of God's grace, and life? You will never have life. Money is not the issue to have life. Jesus is. It's all a matter of relationship. And that's why this is so important. If you're here today, listen, I don't care what happened. I don't care what kind of past do you have. You might came from a broken home and say, you know the reason why I'm like this? Because my dad is like that. You know why I'm like this? Because of those people who did this to me and who have experienced that because what they have done. Well, let me tell you, you can't change the course of your life by trusting in Christ, by putting on your faith in this perfect man. And that's why this is powerful. God is asking you to put your trust, because everything He did was all for your sake. All the negatives, all the sin problem, all the struggles, all the weaknesses of ours, He took it away, nailed it on the cross. After 3 days, He rose from the dead so that you will experience the newness of life, the righteousness that comes from God, the justification, and the abundance of God's grace, that you will no longer live in condemnation, that you will no longer live in guilt, that you will no longer live in pain. Why? Because Jesus took all the pain. He took all the problems of the world, your own problems today. He took all your lack right now. He took all your emotional problems and insecurities. Nail it on the cross so that you will have eternal life. And so I believe the Lord is asking you to trust Him, being the perfect man, that He's the idol. He is the center of this church. And that's the reason why we come. And that's the reason why we have life. For those of you here today, I just want to say, as the scripture says, Jesus, the perfect man, hallelujah, live a perfect, sinless life so He can perfect you. God is not true with you. Would you trust and repent of what you've been tolerating that you should not tolerate? Would you just surrender it to Christ today and say, God, enough is enough. I'm sorry. I don't want to end that guy. My legacy of sinners, unrighteous because of my decision. You have a decision to make. Would you turn your heart over to Christ right now and say, God, here I am. I want to live for you. I want to live based on not my righteousness. There's nothing right in me. Everything boils down to what Christ has done. He is perfect. You can trust Him. And He's here to tell you that you can trust Him. Can we just bow our heads right now? Lord, I thank You that You are our righteousness. You are our joy and our peace. Lord, once again, You're not just here to forgive us, but You're giving us the hope and the grace for us to overcome whatever sin and weakness so that we'll experience victory. If you're here today and the Lord has touched you, the Lord has convicted you. Jesus already did all the things that you're struggling with today. You don't have to get insecure. The problem is yourself. The problem is you've been trusting yourself too much. You think you can save yourself? No. It's only Christ can do that. Right now, if you're here today, would you say sorry to Christ? Would you turn to God and say, Lord, today, once again, I miss it. It's not how good I am. There's nothing good in me. It's not how talented I am. All our works, they're all like filthy rags. All these things that we're doing today, is nothing compared to what Christ has done. Right now, would you turn your life to Him? Would you turn to Him and say, God, here I am. Here am I, Lord. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Lord, give me the grace to walk, Lord God, purely. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, right now as one church, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you, Lord God, that we can turn to you. If you're here today in this brief moment, will you turn to God and say, Lord, here I am. Give my life to you, Lord, once again. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I turn to you. I repent, Lord God, for trusting my own efforts. I repent for my own religious pride. Lord, here I am. I trust you fully, Lord. Lord, thank you for your sanctifying work. Thank you that you're perfecting us, Lord. And Lord, today I declare the blood of Jesus to be upon us. Lord, thank you for setting us free today. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the power through your grace and the power of the Holy Spirit that we could live a life that is pleasing to you. Lord, we are not perfect, but you are perfect. For you are our righteousness, Lord. You are our sanctification. You are our purification. You are our salvation. And you're the one, Lord God, that whatever you started in our life, Lord, I say thank you that you will complete it.
You just heard a podcast from Victory. To access other podcasts, download the Victory app today. Visit victory.org.ph/iOS app for iTunes or victory.org.ph/Android app for Android phones.